Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And that is the million dollar question. What is it? Y'all be cool, get buckets, be easy, family. The best sign offs, and my main man's is still TBD. It's all good. We got time. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Your girl, Janae Ogwumike, and Mike Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, we're going to have fun today. In about 10 minutes, we're going to play Book It, Baby. But more importantly, it's a fun day because it's opening day in the MLB. And obviously, there was a minor bump in the road with the Nationals and the Mets. Their opener was postponed due to COVID-19 issues. And it's been reported that no Mets have tested positive for COVID-19, just one Nationals player. But that positive test forced four other National players and one staffer into quarantine. But the good news is that there are plenty of games on tonight and on right now. And we have Astros Athletics tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. And Chris Singleton will be on the call, which we're very, very grateful to actually head straight to the Goodyear Hotline to celebrate opening day, our MLB analyst. And Chris, happy opening day. And before we get to the nitty gritty, Chris, this is going to be fun because I would love your opinion on this. Our show, Janae and Golic Jr., is trying to adopt a team for our entire show. Like, everybody, family involved, the whole season, we're rooting for them. I would love your submission for which team you maybe randomly like or most excited are, you know, for, that you would like to submit as our official Janae and Golic Jr. team for the 2021 season.
Well, first, Happy New Year, Janae and Golic. And it seems like, I mean, just a couple of days ago, I was in the studio with you guys and doing the postseason hit. So good to hear your voices again. And yes, it's great to be starting the season for a team, Shanae. I mean, it's kind of a layup because I don't know if you heard or not, but I signed a deal to do like 20 TV games for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, you know, I think to kind of keep it in that lane, just go ahead and say, you know what, adopt the Brewers. I mean, who doesn't like Christian Yelich? You know, an MVP type of player, or Lorenzo Cain, or Jackie Bradley Jr., Colton Wong. So, you know, the Brew Crew, they got the big slide out there at American Family Field. I mean, I think there's a lot of cool things for all ages. So, you know, when you're talking about putting the family on board, just go with the Brew Crew.
This sounds like a strong play in all this one, mostly because I know also we will be well taken care of on the food end out in that area. So this feels like it could be a very natural marriage, Chris. And we appreciate that. So now that our selfish interests are taken care of here and you've helped us out with all of that, what about you? What are you most excited about outside of what you're going to do with Milwaukee there as you look nationally in Major League Baseball? What team or what storyline is most exciting to you heading into this season?
Well, I would say there's a lot of excitement, and you know, you could say that every year, generally speaking, but I'm going to give you some specifics as to why. You have the National League East, which is, you know, arguably the best division in baseball between, you know, with how good the Braves are. The Mets are going to be an improved ball club. The Nationals, you know, have good pitching. They're going to be competitive. And remember, the Miami Marlins, remember they're in the postseason last year. A lot of young talent. Yeah, Derek Jeter and his crew starting to bring that talent along. So I think that's going to be an exciting division. You have in the Central Division in the American League, the White Sox have continued to make moves, and they position themselves to, I believe, take over that division from Minnesota. We know the Cleveland Indians have faded a little bit with, you know, trading Lindor and Carrasco and losing some guys. So, you know, we could see some love on the south side of Chicago this year for sure, where, you know, we've been used to seeing it on the north side for the last several years. And so, you know, you bring that back to the south side. You got some guys that play with some real flair, like Tim Anderson flipped the bat. I mean, he flipped the bat down to Hyde Park after he hits a home run. So that's pretty awesome. You get some excitement there. And then when you go out west, I mean, the San Diego Padres, right? That offseason, you know, that they had in acquiring some players, you know, frontline pitcher like Blake Snell, Yu Darvish as well in the fold. They've got the talent. We know about Fernando Tatis Jr. And there's so much excitement there. We know the Dodgers are still a good team, but the Padres and Dodgers series are going to be a must-watch series, I believe, all season long. So, you know, those, I'm sure I missed a few, but those are the ones that just come to mind immediately. So I think, you know, a lot to enjoy. I would have recommended to, if you got, you know, when you asked me, if I hadn't had this connection with the Brewers, I would have definitely told you guys to, like, go ahead, you know, get your Padres hats and jerseys and, like, make that the team, because that's going to be a really great team to watch. I mean, who doesn't love the weather in San Diego? Who doesn't love the fish tacos in San Diego? I mean, that'd have been an easy one. So if you guys ever want to switch, just switch from the Brewers to the Padres and maybe go back and forth.
Man, I love this. Chris Singleton, ESPN MLB analyst, joining us here on Shanahan Golic Jr., not only giving us team recommendations, but food recommendations. That's always a winner over here. And Chris, you mentioned Francisco Lindor. Obviously, we all saw the deal, 10-year, $341 million. What do you think the impact of such a rich contract is?
Well, I think Francisco Lindor is clearly you know, one of the most exciting players in all of baseball. And he has been. Last year was, you know, a little bit of a wonky year for everyone. For the stars and established players, they didn't have a good year last year. For me, I just kind of throw it out of the window. If they weren't an established player and they had a really good year, then optimistically I say, hey, let's see if they can build on that. But Lindor last year, not his typical type of season, but he's got a smile made for New York. He's got the biggest smile in all of baseball, and I'm sure you guys have seen it, but if you haven't, it'll light up a building, not just a room. And, you know, you have a switch-hitting shortstop, incredible on both sides of the ball. He's a very pleasant human being. So when you're talking about a guy to be the face of your franchise, sure, he was that in Cleveland, but now making the jump to, you know, the biggest stage in the country as far as New York, Lindor was, he was clearly from day one ticketed to be the face of a franchise in that city. And it's great to see that it's worked out for the Mets. It's worked out for him. But they've got some winning to do. So, you know, they're going to have to continue to build around him. They've got plenty of time to do that. But you also have to know that, you know, Father Time, it slows down for nobody. So you're going to have to do that quickly to maximize those best years of Lindor's contract in New York.
Shanahan Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, talking to former major leaguer and ESPN MLB analyst Chris Singleton, who's going to be on the call for Astros and A's at 9 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. And Wendell, we're searching for a team, but Shanahan's from Houston. She's grown up rooting for Houston area teams. And the Astros getting going, we know, Chris, that so much of the story around them for the last couple of seasons has been the stigma following them after the sign-stealing scandal. How much heat is still on this team going into the 2021 season?
Yeah, it's going to be definitely interesting to see. And I can't really say one way or the other, because on one end, you got fans that are just happy to be back in the ballpark, right, and be able to watch their team. So I think there's a little, you know, humility all the way around. Players get to play in front of the fans. And so maybe some of that aggression early on isn't quite there. Now, with that said, they're in Oakland tonight. And Oakland, you know, Oakland fans, I played in Oakland. I grew up in the Bay Area. They are not going to care whether it's first time back in the ballpark or not. I expect the Astros to hear it tonight, and we'll see how that goes to the rest of the league. And the reason why Oakland, because Oakland and Houston, I mean, they've battled. They've battled, you know, head-to-head over the last few years. In that year 2017 that, you know, they won it all, the Astros, I mean, the A's were very close. And I think they, without question, took that personally. So I think their fans definitely won't let it go. The players turn the page and they move on. But I think the fans are holding that, and I would not be surprised to hear it ramp up tonight.
And now that we will have fans, that will be something interesting to watch. Chris, one more thing before we let you go. We also know that we talked about the games being postponed, certainly a big story going into today. How much does that worry you that we're already seeing some of this to start opening day heading into this new season?
Golic, I mean, it's definitely a concern, because we had such a quiet spring, right? And we feel like, okay, you know, sort of in the rearview mirror, you know, people have built up some immunity, you know, some people have gotten some shots, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's okay, it looks like it's pretty good to go. And then you have that on the eve of the season starting, which last year, if you remember, I believe it was Juan Soto that day of opening night had tested positive and couldn't play. And, you know, we were doing that game on ESPN radio, ESPN television as well. And, you know, to not have one of the brightest young stars playing, it was a big disappointment. So, you know, for me, it kind of shakes you a little bit of remembering last year how we started the season with, you know, some unfortunate news. But hopefully it's nothing like what it was last year between what the Cardinals had, the Marlins had early on, and so many games that were just put on the shelf to be played later on. So hopefully it's just a little bump in the road, and everything stays, you know, on track pretty well, and we're able to avoid having as many doubleheaders as they had to have last year.
Certainly the hope there. Everyone make sure you follow him on Twitter, at Singy Tweets, and check him out on the coverage tonight on ESPN Radio in the booth with Roxy Bernstein on the call. Coverage starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. Chris,
go Brew
we appreciate
crew.
The time. Yeah, go Brew Crew. We'll see you out here soon, all right?
All right, and go, look, your sign-off, when somebody goes off, you can just say, holla. That's all you do. Just say, just holla.
All right, there we go.
That's a good one.
All right, holla. There you go.
There we go. There's the dismount.
Give it to me one time.
All right, holla.
All right, I love it. Take it. Keep it.
There we go.
All right, see you guys.
Chris Singleton helping us all over the board right now on ESPN Radio. All right, you know what? Should that be my sign-off for good? Am I willing to book that? Coming up next, we'll figure out that and everything else here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
All right, holla.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So we will continue the conversation surrounding the next generation of NFL quarterbacks and the necessary nuances when we have those conversations around that subject with Dan Orlovsky in about 10 minutes. That will be extremely productive. I look forward to it. But right now, Junior, it's getting hot in here. It's Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. He's like, I'm confused.
It is?
Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. Now, it's getting hot in here because it's time for our hot take machine. Okay, but before we get to that, have you decided on a dismount? Because Chris, he really tried to help you out.
Yeah. So we've been searching on this show. I don't know how to stick the landing when I'm a guest on other people's shows, what my sign-off is supposed to be. Even on this radio show, I struggle every day. And Chris Singleton was kind enough to join us, our ESPN MLB analyst. And he said I should go with holla, but I've already, Janae, gotten a tweet from at NateHoff23 that said, you can do what you like, but Bart and Han already uses that. Bart Scott already uses holla at the end of every show, so you might have to ask him. Like, I don't want to bite somebody else on this all of a sudden.
No,
now.
But there was a difference. He said, I holla. So, like, there's another part to it. Like, I holla. You know what I mean? But I prefer this. This is my one for you, okay? Stay blessed.
Stay blessed, huh? All right. It's pretty
works.
Clean. Stay
Notre
blessed.
Notre Dame guys, stay blessed. It's on brand.
That is true. It is very on brand. All right, we're going to have to try that out here. Well, do you know what? We'll see if I can hit it at the end of the show today.
Okay.
Stay blessed before we head into Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio after us. So while we try and sort that out, we've also got a bunch of things that have popped off in the world of sports this week. We got to feed you these hot takes. Let's book it. All right, guys, book it. You know the drill. You add book it to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the books.
You know what time it is. It's book it time, damn it.
I'm still saying no.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. If you're new here, Cliff's going to read us a spicy take. If we like it, we're going to shout, book it after it. Feels good. Heats the take up even more. You're like Stephen A. on first take.
Feels
Everybody loves
good.
It.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then you won't, and we'll move on. Cliff, we ready?
Yes, sir. Let's get it. Honestly, I think your sign-off should be One Love, by the way. I think that would be cool.
Ooh, all right. One Love, also taken into consideration.
Yes, sir. All right, let's start this off. The Mets overpaid for Francisco Lindor. Junior, you going to book that?
All right, so 10 years, $341 million. We know the Mets originally wanted to pay him $325. Lindor felt he was worth up to $50 million more. This lies somewhere in between, but Janae, I'm going to say book it. I think in all of these instances, you end up overpaying relative to the production you're going to get. But the Mets made their bet. Once they traded the haul for him and got him out of Cleveland, they had only one choice, to give him what we want. We see this all the time across sports. It is the cost of doing business. So go ahead and get your money.
Put it in the books.
I concur, and I know that it's crazy that this deal is the third largest based on total value in Major League Baseball history, just behind Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. But you said it, Junior, to get a star out of Cleveland, you know, a city that's not a major city, you know that city's likely to pay to retain, so you're going to have to overpay to get him out. So I'm booking it, baby.
Booking it up. All right, what do you got, Cliff?
Let's go. Chanae, this is for you. 5 quarterbacks will be taken in the top 10 of this year's NFL draft. You going to book it?
I'm still booking this. I am still high on Justin Fields.
You can book it.
I know the conversation feels endless until we get to the end of the road in about a month with the NFL draft, But the reality is Justin Fields, in my eyes and estimations, is more good than what we're hearing the aggregation of like nitpicking and all that type of stuff. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. I am booking it.
I'm going to book this one too, Janae. Yes. Now,
you can book it.
Todd McShay's mock draft 4.0, he has Justin Fields falling out of the top 10. The Patriots trading up to 11 with the New York Giants to take Justin Fields out of Ohio State. But I'm with you. I think we're going to see him start to matriculate up a little bit more. It's taken some time, but his pro day seems to have lit the fire under the Justin Fields conversation in a way that's going to remind us just what was there to begin with.
He was moving, man. He was moving.
Big moving. Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio playing. And book it. What do we got next, Cliff?
We got Drew Timmy and the Fighting Zags will finish the season undefeated and win the national title. How are you feeling about that, Junior?
I'm going to go ahead and book this one. You know what?
You can book it.
I've doubted them long enough. I understand they're 13.5-point favorites against UCLA in the Final Four. We've got the potential matchup for Baylor in this spot, but seeing Drew Timmy and that wonderful trash ass, seeing Jalen Suggs and his inspiration from Paige Becker's childhood friends who both happen to be top-end ballers, and this team's just been a buzzsaw. They chewed up and spit out USC, which made me feel good in places I don't talk about at parties. So, yeah, I'm going to book it. What the hell?
I am so annoyed with you, Mike Golic Jr.
Why? What
happened? Don't book it, because if we want it to happen, don't book it. We know what happens when you book teams.
All right, listen.
Damn it, I ain't playing.
I am not quite like the unlucky mark yet on this, all right?
You did it with Illinois.
No, I just picked them in my bracket. There's a big difference.
That's the same thing. Ugh.
Are you booking it?
I would like to book it, but I'm not because I'm superstitious.
No,
but,
sir.
Like, you just messed
no.
up.
So you're trying to Miyagi them right now. We need to get on the same page with all
Cliff,
this.
Help us.
Here. This is
all right, let's just move on to the next question. Chanel, I'm going to help you out. Aaron Rodgers is playing his final season as a Green Bay Packer. You want to book that?
You know what? I would like to, but I'm not going there just yet. Just
damn
because hopefully
that.
The Packers will start showing him a little bit more love. Now, I know it gets tricky with his deal. I think it goes through, what is it, the end of the 2023 season, which means next season is the one that a lot of people find more precarious. But I'm not going to book it because I'd hope that legends have the ability to stay home and they actually build around him, even though that's exactly what has not been happening.
I am going to book this.
Oh.
Yeah, I look at this situation, Shanae, and I say,
book it.
You drafted a quarterback in the first round, and then Aaron Rodgers went out and won an MVP at 37 years old. If that wasn't enough for you to swallow your pride and admit you were wrong, what's he going to be able to do this next year at 38 when you had the chance to turn some of his money and push it over into the following years? I feel like Green Bay, with money, kind of showed where their heart's at in this situation. That makes it a little bit difficult. Janae Angola Jr. here. That was Book It. Coming up next, we will get into plenty of what we're getting ready to see in this upcoming NFL draft. Thoughts on what we saw yesterday from Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, and so much more. We'll do that after this word from DraftKings. Because, guys, baseball is back. And while we're pitching teams, trying to figure out what we're going to do, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you on the field with a free shot at a share of millions of dollars in total prizes. All you got to do, super easy. Pick 10 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for hits, runs, strikeouts, and more. Download the DraftKings app now and use code CJR to get a free shot at a share of millions of dollars up for grabs this week, all with your first deposit. That's code CJR, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Dan Orlovsky joining us next on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Justin Fields is not falling, but he doesn't feel like a lock to be the second pick, which is what it felt like he was before the season began.
He's a victim of Ohio State black quarterbacks not doing well, period. Like, it's no other way to say it.
We are so heavy quarterbacks for the next 30 minutes. And as Junior pointed out, are the Patriots in prime position to make a run at one? We will focus on that in 10 minutes and get a former quarterback's opinion on that. Right now, it's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN+. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr., we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, let's head straight there. We are grateful to be joined by Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst and one of the co-hosts of NFL Live right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And Dan, you know, we know you made some comments on the Pat McAfee show that have been scrutinized about Justin Fields. And what I truly appreciate about you for today, especially posting some clarifications on those comments, for those who might have missed, you know, those clarifications, why were you so compelled to do so? And where do you think the conversation actually stands currently on Justin Fields?
Yeah, I hope you guys are well. You know, like, I think, Janae, like, first of all, for me, it was a learning lesson of, you know, kind of verification of hearing something or from multiple people. I think I needed to do that because, you know, realizing what I said and then kind of seeing the reaction from so many people, just being candid, I felt bad. Like, I feel like anybody that knows me knows that, like, I always try to point out the positive in quarterback because everybody thinks that everybody stinks except if you're Tom Brady. And so I felt bad, and I just kind of wanted to – I just took a step back and been like, what I did wasn't good. It certainly wasn't good enough, and I tried to figure out, okay, the things that I have heard from these teams, is there more validation to them? And so I reached out to a coach at Ohio State and talked with him. Then I reached out to the quarterback coach that he's worked with, and I just asked them, like, hey, I've heard this stuff, guys. Tell me your experience. And they kind of disputed those experiences that, you know, or the kind of reports that I had heard from teams, and they raved about his work ethic. And so, I don't know, I just felt like it was the right thing to do to make sure that there was clarification to kind of what I had said I had heard. And to make sure that I didn't, you know, the last thing I wanted to do was, you know, hurt some young man who's chasing down a dream. And I felt like I had done that. And, I mean, candidly, I'm emotional about it now. So it was just important for me to try to clarify that for him.
No, and I think a lot of people appreciate how candid you are with that and how honest you are about that, because it to see that response from you and to see how much it mattered, because everyone else who's seen your work has noticed that you've been a huge proponent of Justin Fields on the field and what he has done there, and that speaks for itself in that spot. So, Dan, we appreciate you sharing that with us. I think that
we really
that helps a lot of people hearing that from you, as we're talking to Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, with us here. And, Dan, as we look at some of the other prospects getting ready to come out this year in the NFL draft, we know yesterday we had pro days for Jamar Chase, LSU. We hadn't seen him in over a year. Is he your top receiver in this draft? And if so, what team do you think is the best fit for someone with his ability?
Yeah, he's definitely the top receiver. I think the difference between him and all the other receivers in this draft is he's the guy that I know I could put out by himself and just go win. You know, like, the Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins type of guys where you just go, I don't have to worry about cutting your splits. I don't have to worry about getting you into a bunch. I don't have to worry about motioning you. You just go out there and beat your guy on a consistent basis. And I think he's the guy in this draft that does that. Where he could go, 32 teams. I mean, he's that awesome of a player. Where I think he'll end up going, or where I hope that he ends up going, is 6 to Miami. I think the first 5 picks are going to be quarterbacks. And so I think 6 to Miami is like a home run for him and a home run for Tua.
And Dan, you know, speaking of picks and numbers, we were having this conversation about the Patriots overall because Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, said, quote, I don't feel like we've done the greatest job the last few years, and I really hope and I believe I've seen a different approach this year, which we've seen how much spending they've done this offseason. What do you think the Patriots should do? Maybe move up a position, because I believe their top selection is 15th overall.
Yeah, I think they want to move up. But for them, they'll be way more calculated and reserved than probably a lot of NFL teams that aren't as balanced as them. I think two things that stand out for me with New England. One, they're picking 15. That is very abnormal territory for them. They're usually picking 29, 30, 31, 32, right? And so they've got to be honest to going, well, we probably aren't picking here, or certainly don't want to be picking here ever again. And this might be our best opportunity to go get one of those quarterbacks that I think there's 4 great quarterbacks in this class, and a 5th that is wildly intriguing. The 5th would be Trey Lance. The other 4, I think, are going to be very good players. And then I think they've got to sit back and look at the division. And as of, you know, the first round of the draft, their division is going to have Josh Allen, who could be the best quarterback on a rookie deal right now outside of maybe Lamar. They're going to have Tua Tagovailoa with the plethora of weapons, it looks like. And then likely Zach Wilson in their division. I mean, they sat at the mountaintop when it came to quarterback talent for 20 years. And very quickly, they're going to be at the bottom. And I think that they've got to take a deep breath and look back and be like, this might be abnormal for us to be aggressive, but if we don't get aggressive to go get one of these quarterbacks, we could be looking, we could be looking at a decade of going, man, we messed up. We didn't get a guy.
Janae Angola Jr. talking to Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, and it's already been that kind of abnormal and aggressive offseason for the Patriots, so certainly would fit that mold. But Dan, we also know today's a special day. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, and I looked on your Twitter, and it appears your wife was back at it again. Dan, how do you keep getting tricked by the woman that you love so much?
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think I'm intelligent, but here's a couple of things. One, I'm very picky about my pens. And two, I'm very picky about my planner. Like, I write everything down. Hey, get a haircut at 10 o'clock. Like, do the dishes. So when I opened up my planner and I saw this pen there, I was like, this is odd. But my wife had just came back from the store, and I was like, maybe she grabbed me a new pen or something like that. And just, I got, like, just went down the wormhole with it of, like, what is the deal with this pen? And all of a sudden, it's, like, I'm, like, shocking my finger. And so, like, eventually, 25 seconds in, I'm like, yo, grow up. Like, stop. Stop doing this to me. And she's sitting there with tears in her eyes laughing. So she got me again.
Great woman.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we are huge fans and very thankful that your wife keeps managing to put you in these spots. It's great stuff.
She's such a child, man.
You picked a winner. You picked a winner, Dan. There is no doubt about that. Follow him at Dan Orlovsky 7. Check out NFL Live every day here on ESPN at 4 o'clock Eastern. Dan, you're the best. We appreciate
you,
buddy.
Dan, we love
you,
man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
you guys. Love y'all too. Yo, Janae, don't think that my emotion is not going to mean we aren't betting. Okay, just let me.
Don't worry. We'll talk.
I appreciate you guys. Love y'all.
Love you too, buddy.
Oh, he bounces quick, huh?
Man, that's a good reminder, though, Chiney. We're going to have to get something going here because Dan Orlovsky's UConn Huskies are sitting there waiting to try and figure out if they're going to be playing your Stanford Cardinal. So.
Yeah, let's think on it. That would be so good.
All right, we're going to try and figure this out here because I know your goal when Notre Dame and Stanford playing football is to get me to get a tattoo. We're going to have to figure out what we can do with Dan Orlovsky in this spot on that. But coming up next, I want to stick with that conversation about the Patriots and their decision at quarterback because I think Dan is spot on about one thing in assessing this. We'll tell you what that is next. Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming on ESPN Plus.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
At the top of the hour, we will hear sound straight from Roy Williams today as he announced his retirement after 18 seasons at UNC as head coach, 15 at Kansas. It was really emotional. We started our show with it. We watched it live, but it was also extremely inspiring for such an accomplished coach. But right now, I kind of want to stick with the same conversation that we just had. Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. Because when you think of the lens of the Patriots Jr., it's really fascinating what we hear, what we see. And I just said it, but I'd like to repeat it. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, whose team, mind you, spent an NFL record $165 million in guaranteed money in free agency on Wednesday. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a big chunk of change.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Where the money resides. Well, on Wednesday, in his annual question and answer session with reporters during the NFL owners meeting, he said, quote, "In the end, if you want to have a good, consistent winning football team, you can't do it in free agency," even though, you know, clearly we know they're shooting their shot. But more importantly, he said, quote, "You have to do it through the draft. I don't feel we've done the greatest job the last few years, and I really hope and I believe I've seen a different approach this year." And obviously, Coach Belichick, coach and GM, it's fascinating this year, the opportunities that they have, because they have 10 picks in this upcoming draft, and their top selection right now is 15th overall, as Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, sort of pointed out. Junior, what's the urgency to sort of win through the draft and sort of, you know, prove that their recent history is wrong?
Yeah, I think the best point that Dan made on that is the Patriots don't expect to be here again. Like, think about the record they had last year with how depleted that roster was. The rest of the roster is now filled out much better.
7-9.
Like I say, 7-9 last year that got them to that 15th pick. With Cam Newton in year one as a quarterback in a new system with an offense that had more opt-outs or a team that had more opt-outs than any in pro football. They're not going to be that bad again. Now, the division may be getting better around them, But with all of these improvements, it would stand to reason they're going to be better than this and probably not picking in this range again. So, Janae, I agree with Dan. I think they've got to figure out a way to go and swing for this. And I think these comments by Robert Kraft, these actions and moves by Bill Belichick that were signed off on by Robert Kraft because it's his money, I think all of that is an indication that the Patriots are aware without Tom Brady, we're going to have to do things a little different than we've used to. And if we want to start having success again soon, we're going to have to pay the premium on that for the first time in two decades.
And is the premium on a player or a position? Or both, Junior?
I think the premium's got to be on a position. I think it's got to be quarterback. I think in this spot, Chinee, they've had such a difficult time drafting skill position players in the first round, specifically drafting wide receivers near the top of the draft. It's just been something that the Patriots have not been very good at, and really the top end of their draft in general over the last few years. And so if doing what they've normally done, being diligent, trading back, making the smart decisions in that spot isn't going to be the thing that you can count on anymore, and you lost your kind of cornerstone, your capstone in the quarterback, then I think you've got to trade up and swing right here because you've clearly been all in every other way. So why not try and get yourself in that 10 range, see if one of those quarterbacks in that group, one of the quarterbacks in that five, can make their way down. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, Chinee, we had early mock drafts from Todd McShay and Mel Kiper mocking at 15, Mac Jones to the Patriots down in that range. So we look at all this to say, we know at some point the mock drafts and everything are an entertainment product also, and I'll be very interested to see how teams look. I tell you, it's a great time of year today. I'm glad you really see this for all what it is in this spot. It's been glorious. But I think the Patriots looking around, I think all these teams looking around probably realize, all right, we all think there's going to be a pretty steep run at quarterbacks 1 through 4 in that spot. But after that, the need gets a little bit lesser. It becomes a little bit more inconsistent. And so I think there's going to be some room for movement. And who has that 10 picks in the draft kind of capital you mentioned, in addition to, you know, we'll have to check and see what the Patriots have in upcoming years. Reason to go up, to take aim, and to say, all right, Bill Belichick in the later portion of his career, we're not going to fall behind the rest of this division right now, especially not the Jets.
Junior, do you? I love that.
I can't imagine there is any part of Bill Belichick or Robert Kraft that will go to bed at night saying, you know what? If Josh Allen and the Bills come and get us, that is one thing. They've been building this for a while, but they can't imagine that they're going to want the Jets to do. Yeah, Tua in Miami, like you've got a former Patriot assistant down there. It all lines up. He's got to be thinking, we're just not going to let it be the Jets.
Now, Junior, do you remember what your first thought was when Cam Newton re-signed and you saw the money? What was around like $14 million, right? Do you remember what your first thought was?
Around $14 million with incentives, but when we boiled it down, it's really like a $5-6 million deal. And my first thought was, that's high-end backup money. Like, they're gonna try and plan for something else here.
I love how you follow the money and that informs your takes. Very smart pathway. Maybe you should have been like maybe a financial advisor. I don't know what. But, you know, I think it's interesting because all of that points to, like you said, the position and the position being quarterback. Now, do you think it's just important that they make their move and just get in the range of where one of these top five will be available? Or is there someone that you think would be the perfect fit for them?
No, I think the Patriots are one of those spots, and whether it's Josh McDaniels or just Bill Belichick in general, I think we've seen them work with a lot of different styles of quarterback, albeit in limited sample sizes because Tom Brady was bogarting most of the reps in that spot. I think Mac Jones would be the interesting fit, but we see the love affair started up top there. I know Dan mentioned 4 elite quarterbacks in this draft and then one very intriguing one in Trey Lance from North Dakota State. And I think Trey Lance would be a fascinating player whose skill sets would align with what Cam Newton did well. Trey Lance was a battering ram. Think about Carson Wentz, how difficult it was to get him to pull back the reins, because at North Dakota State, Carson Wentz got to be the hammer. That offense uses a ton of quarterback runs. And so Trey Lance comes out. He was pinballing off dudes in a Bison uniform. And what if you put him in the same quarterback room with a coach in Cam Newton, who is the most supremely gifted quarterback in physical ability I've ever seen? That would be an incredible person to learn from, and with all that Cam's been able to learn in his career.
I'm sold. Wow. Jeez.
It'd be very interesting. We'll see if we can make it work. I think, as usual, we saw the Patriots. Everyone got afraid when they started making and spending money in this offseason of free agency. I think they could be even more afraid if all of a sudden you start to hear whispers and you start to hear about movement as we get closer and closer to the draft at the end of this
month.
That
Shefty bomb is going to be crazy.
I cannot wait. Speaking of which, we'll get to Shefty maybe having a little bit of April Fool's fun with one of our favorite NFL analysts, but let's get to the retirement of an all-time great create an emotional send-off for Roy Williams next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Jhené and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.